I'll ask you to stand in reverence for God's holy word. If it's difficult to stand, you may put your hand over your heart. And listen to these words from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Beginning with the first verse, the word of the most holy God says this. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Jesus had been with his disciples for a while, and they had seen him perform many miracles. They had heard his teaching, and now he called them together and gave them an assignment that I am sure they were not expecting. You know, because it was just kind of like follow the leader. They went where Jesus went, and they got to listen, and you know, they were the helpers. And this time, Jesus calls them together and says, all right, it's time. You go. He began by giving them authority. Now, you can't do just a whole lot in this world without authority. And we're just going to pick one little everyday example. Think about driving a car. Only certain people have the authority to drive a car, right? We're not going to let Ellie drive a car. Ellie, honey, don't drive yet, okay? Yeah, Ellie is too young to drive a car. Number one, I don't think she could both look out the windshield and touch the pedals at the same time, so Ellie doesn't have authority to drive a car. David, not too long ago, did get authority to drive a car. Happy parents that no longer have to drive him around. He can go on his own and do some stuff. And the only thing that suffers from that is the insurance. But one of the things we hate to give up is driving. You know, if you live long enough at a certain point, you know, your eyesight's not what it ought to be, your reaction time gets down, all those things. I have noticed, I'm 56, don't care who knows it, and I have noticed that at night I don't see as well anymore. I really don't like going in a lot of places that I'm not real familiar with at night if I'm driving because I don't see as well. That doesn't bode well, you know, if I live to 70. But it's going to be, you know, it's an authority thing. And the state of Tennessee gave me the authority to drive. Jesus gave his disciples authority. Authority is handed down from someone who has the ability to give that authority, right? So if Jesus gave them the authority to go out in the name of God, then Jesus had the authority in the name of God already. And he gave them this authority, but with authority, that doesn't mean just a whole lot. Without ability. Now, if somebody gave me the authority to go into a college classroom and teach astrophysics, I would have the authority. But the most I could teach them would be twinkle, twinkle, little star. You know, I don't know anything about astrophysics. So I have to also have the ability. He gave them the ability. Now, we all know that human beings in and of themselves are born with certain abilities, have certain talents and everything, but human beings in and of themselves do not have the ability to cast out evil and to heal. We don't come here with that. But Jesus gave them the ability. He told them what they were going to do. But he didn't just say, go do. He gave them the ability to do. The disciples of Jesus Christ, the 12, the 70, the 120, and the ones that have come beyond for millennia now, have the ability to fight evil and heal. We got it. Now, that comes in different forms. We have the ability to support, you know, people who are trained to do these things. We send out medical missionaries. Is that not part of healing? We support hospitals. We feed the hungry. We clothe those who do not have clothing. We dig wells for people who don't have safe water. All of those things that we do to help promote health are good. But don't be confused, because what's happened is a lot of the time that's all we do. You know, the church has gotten just too respectable. We've gotten too worried about what people think. We've gotten too worried about, well, you know, if we go up and put our hand on somebody and pray for them to get healed, you know, people are going to think we're crazy. If we go up and, you know, say, in Jesus' name, be healed, you know what we're afraid of? We're afraid it won't happen. Be honest. We're afraid it won't happen, so we don't do it. We have the authority to heal. Now, how that healing happens is all God's work, not ours. And there is faith involved. But you know, they've discovered this, and this is scientifically supported. You can't prove anything with science, by the way. The evidence supports or the evidence doesn't support, but you never can prove anything. I was a scientist. I know this. But when the evidence so overwhelmingly supports something, you can say, all right, this may, you know, let's put a little behind this. They have found in every single test they have ever done that people who are prayed for have a greater chance of becoming healed than people who are not prayed for, even when those people don't know anybody's praying for them. It doesn't, you know, you'd say, oh, well, you know, it's kind of this, people think they're going to get well, so they do. They don't even know they're being prayed for. We have the authority to heal. We have the authority to fight evil. And more importantly, we've got the responsibility to do both of those things. He didn't say, go out and if you feel like it, fight evil. He didn't say, go out and if you feel like it, heal. He said, go do it. We're responsible for doing it. When we become disciples of Jesus Christ, we have been given the responsibility of carrying on his work. And his work is healing in all of its forms, mind, soul, body, and to fight evil. Evil has got a foothold in a lot of places that it wouldn't if the church hadn't been sitting on their little backsides in the pew and doing nothing about it. If the church of Jesus Christ, and I'm not talking about the Methodist church and the Catholic church and the Lutheran church, I'm talking about if all those people who call themselves disciples of Jesus Christ would earnestly pray for, pick one, we could drive drugs out of Sullivan County. We could stop the trafficking of human beings. All it takes for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. We've got to get on the ball, people. We have the responsibility to help people. There are so many. I was aghast to find out that there were over 300 homeless children in Kings. That's Kingsport City. We don't even know about the county because they haven't even counted that. That's a travesty. And we can do something about it. One of the things is to support people who are doing something about it. And you can tell the man that the preacher at Kendricks Creek United Methodist Church said, we will supply 6 months, you hear me? 6 months of their materials that they need to wash those clothes. We can do that. We'll do that. Such a little thing. But you know the little things add up? See, that's our problem is we get so overwhelmed with the enormity of the problem. We say, what can we do? And the thing that bothers me the most, okay, you all, most of you have heard this pet peeve. Some of you haven't. Don't ever, ever say, all we can do is pray, because praying is the most powerful thing we can do. Don't kind of exhaust all your other resources and then, well, you're nothing left to do but pray. Pray from the beginning. With every box of Tide that we take over there, it's going to be full of prayer too. I pray that every person who comes and uses that facility only has to use it once, because God gives them a home. We have the responsibility and we have the power, the ability. Let's stop being weak. Let's stand on our authority. And let's do something to change the world. You know what it says on our pins? You know those little pins that we hand out that say Kendricks Creek United Methodist Church? What does it say on the little pin?
Transforming the world one life at a time.
Let's live up to it. Because God has given us all we need to do it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.